Hello, 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 everyone. You are warmly welcome to the 10th episode on the Interactions with Jackie podcast. It's been such a smooth and beautiful ride from the very first episode all through to the 10th episode on the podcast. This is, however, going to be our last episode on the season one of the Interactions with Jackie podcast. I know how you're feeling about it, but this does not mean that we're going to end the entire podcast. Season two is coming out bigger and bigger and bigger, and I'm sure you're going to truly love it. As I crown this season with this beautiful episode I'm about to share with you, this insightful topic that is truly going to speak to your mind and your heart, I know that this is going to remind you of everything that I have spoken about from the episode 1 through to the 10th episode. So stick and stay with me whilst we dive in to the episode 10 of the Interactions with Jackie podcast. So the topic I'm going to be speaking on in today's podcast is a topic that was inspired by a post I made on my Instagram at Jacqueline Essien. I made a post on my Instagram page about a few weeks ago on making time for yourself, and I had a lot of people reach out to me concerning what I posted and the content that it carried. A lot of people reached out to me concerning the subject having spoken to them and having reminded them of the fact that they need to make time for themselves. I felt a lot of people's worry concerning the subject, and I felt that I needed to speak fully about this topic just to make you and help you to understand the need to make quality time for yourself as an individual. So today's topic is making time for yourself. I mean, why is there a need for you to make time for yourself? The same manner that you're making time for your job, you're making time for every other important thing around you, is the same way you should make quality time for yourself. I mean, imagine that you are not there. How can your work continue? Your job needs you to continue. So once you're not taking good care of yourself, how do you go to work? Once you're not taking good care of your mental health and your physical health, your emotional health, how do you walk through life? Now, making time for yourself is caring for your mental health and staying physically healthy while doing so. You work 5 days a week, mostly 9 to 5 or less, depending on the kind of job and the nature of your job demands. And you may spend the rest of the day learning something or just taking a nap or probably sleeping throughout. Due to the nature of your job, you do not have time for yourself. There is no time to pamper yourself and treat yourself to some good time out. Beloved, all the time that you need to care for yourself, you need to pamper yourself, you need to take yourself out on a treat, is being ignored because you do not have time for yourself. You have not allocated time for yourself. You have allocated time to every other thing around you apart from you. Remember that you're very important, just as every other thing around you is important. You would need you to fully work around with everything that you're involved in. You matter so much. That is why you need to take good care of yourself. Take a break on weekends if these are the only free days on your list, on the list of your schedule for the week. If weekends are the only free days you have, kindly take a break and have quality time for yourself. Step out and have a good time. Eat some good food and take lots of pictures. Beloved, you matter. Feel good about life. You only live once. And remember that the only time to take pictures is when you're alive. While you're alive, take a lot of pictures to create memories. Even if it's 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4, 5, 6, or any number of hours you feel you can get to spend some time on your own self. Just take that break. You deserve it. You cannot spend 7 days in a week thinking about work, thinking about every other thing apart from yourself. You need to think about yourself. Have time for yourself. Have a moment to sit and breathe and relax in a serene atmosphere that is going to make you feel good about yourself. Sometimes a change of environment is that safe space that you truly need. So just reflect and then bounce back. Beloved, take time out of your busy schedule and have quality time for yourself. You deserve it. Enjoy every moment of your life. Step out to a peaceful, fun place and enjoy yourself. You only live this life once. Live it well and enjoy every moment of your life. As you make a decision today after listening to this episode that you're going to care for your mental and emotional health, you need to take a break. Walk into your place of healing. Breathe and make time for yourself. Go to the beach, meet with friends, have a good time together, have a good talk, have a good laugh, just have a great time. It takes your mind away from all the mental stress that the week has given to you, that the month has given to you, that the year has given to you. Beloved, make a decision today to take good care of yourself and then make quality time for yourself. All you need sometimes is a safe space to just think and reflect and just bounce back. I know how life can be so tough. Everything can seem like it's not going on well. Because of everything happening around us, causing us to be depressed, causing us to be worried from time to time, there is a moment that you need to sit and reflect on your life. Change your environment, walk around, have a good time for yourself, and just sit and ponder over your life. What needs to change about you? What do you want to change around you? You need to change that environment. Take a walk. Be in that safe space that you find welcoming enough. And then embrace your healing journey. And get your life back together. Just try it. It's really, really going to help you. We are too consumed with everything around us that we're forgotten about the one most important thing, which is ourselves, our mind, our hearts, and our souls. How well are you taking good care of your mental health, of your heart, of your mind, and of your life? How well are you taking good care of yourself? God has breathed life into us. Thus, we need to take good care of ourselves with the wisdom and the guidance God has given us to live and fully enjoy this life. God is taking care of us daily, so do not let yourself or allow yourself to be consumed by everything around you so much so that the assignment that God gave you, you have forgotten that God is empowering you to empower others. If you're not taking good care of your mental health today, if you're not making quality time for yourself today, how do you expect to empower others? Because you will feel stressed even before you decide to talk to somebody else or to empower the person. You need to be fully strengthened so that you can strengthen another person. That is how it works. Making time for yourself therefore paves way for you to be at peace with yourself so that you can be at peace with others. Now, what happens when you make quality time for yourself is that, one, it makes you feel refreshed. Imagine how stressful the whole week can be. Just imagine the workload that you had to bear the whole week, hour per hour, day after day. You had to bear all of that. And just you took one day out of the week to just step out to a comfort zone, a place of peace, and just have time for yourself. It just allows you to feel refreshed. You feel this surge of new strength within you because you have just let out some work stress with some cool breeze outside of your home. You feel refreshed and you feel like, whew, I've had a lot to take in the entire week. What is going to stop me from carrying on with the next week? Right now, I feel refreshed. Feeling refreshed is an encouragement for you. This is what making quality time for yourself helps you to attain. You feel refreshed. It also helps you to get a moment to pause, reflect, and bounce back. You know, it gets tough, it gets rough by the day. That is why you need time for yourself to just think about how you are going to re-strategize and replan so that you can bounce back hard, so that you can bounce back and continue your goals, so that you can bounce back and pursue your dreams. Once you do not make time for yourself, everything in your mind is all a rush. You need to do this tomorrow, you need to do this next week. Everything in your mind is a rush. But once you take time, sit, pause, and reflect, it allows you to replan. It allows you to know your next step because you have taken time to fully sit and reflect on your next move. Beloved, make quality time for yourself. It helps you to relax your mind and it helps you to fully bounce back with all the strength and the zeal that you need. Sometimes you must be your own inspiration. I say this time and time and again that you should be your first inspiration. You should be the first person that you look up to. After looking up to God, you're the next person you should look up to. Look up to yourself. Be your own encourager. Be your own inspiration. Once you inspire yourself, you are gingered for your next level. That catapults you into higher heights. Once you believe in yourself, nobody can put you down. Believing in yourself has to do with making time for yourself and understanding your worth and why you exist and the assignment that you need to fulfill. Making quality time for yourself also gives you a clearer mindset. It changes your mindset. It helps you to have that peaceful sense within yourself that life is hard, but I can make it. Life is hard, but as I feel refreshed, I know the next step I need in bouncing back. And this is truly going to help me to move on to my next level. This is going to give you a clearer mind because you're seeing life differently after you have made time for yourself. You're seeing life way differently and way more beautiful than you used to ever see it. Because remember, once you're making time for yourself, you are away from where you are, from your home. You've stepped into a new environment. So therefore, you're seeing things differently. You're seeing how beautiful life is. And you're asking yourself, what is going to stop me from moving on? This gives you a clearer mind to rethink about everything once again and to ask yourself important questions about why you need to move on and why you need to make quality time for yourself. Making time for yourself, it clears your mind and brings into your mind peace within your heart and in your soul. Everybody deserves that. Beloved, you matter. Remember that. Making quality time for yourself helps you appreciate life and nature more. Appreciating nature makes you appreciate life. Remember that you're out and you're seeing how beautiful life is. You're seeing how beautiful the future looks. Because stepping out of your comfort zone into a new environment, a new space, a new safe haven that's what I'm going to call it, a new safe haven. It helps you to see life in a different dimension. It helps you to appreciate nature more. It sort of encourages you because as you sit there and you're having good and beautiful time for yourself, it just lets out that beautiful smile within you and it takes away that stress from your mind. You're now putting into yourself positive words of affirmation that you can go on, that you can continue life, that everything is going to be successful. You are just filling your mind and your thoughts with positivity that you're going to move on to your next level. Even while you make quality time for yourself, words of affirmation are really vital in this process in order to help you replan and rebounce back even as the new week is about to start, even as the next day is waiting for you to begin. Beloved, you matter. Make quality time for yourself, and while you step out to have a good time, make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Make sure that you're socializing with good people that are going to encourage you every step of the way. Make sure that your association are people who are going to catapult you into your next level. It's really important to feel good about life and enjoy everything about life. You only live once. So once you're alive, make the most of every minute, every second of the day. Have good time for yourself. You cannot be consumed so much with family life. You cannot be so consumed with relationship life. You cannot be so consumed with academic life. You cannot be too consumed with your work. So much so that you do not have quality time for the most important person in the scene, which is you. Everything else that you're involved in is equally important as you. So make time for yourself so that you can carry out everything else around you better and much more beautiful with the zeal and the encouragement that you are going to be successful one day. Beloved, I pray that after you listen to this podcast, you will begin to make a decision today that you're not going to allow everything around you to consume you so much that you do not have time for yourself. Today, make a decision to have quality time with your family, with your wife, with your loved one, with your partner, with your family, with your friends. Everybody, every positive person that is around you, make a decision today that you're going to smile more, you're going to laugh more, and you're going to feel good about the life that you're living. Do not allow sadness to rip you off the joy of today. Life is beautiful. Enjoy every piece of it, beloved. Enjoy every aspect of life. Life is beautiful. Do not allow stress to tell you otherwise. And in the end, remember that you're responsible for your own happiness. So you ought to make time for you. Pour positive words into yourself. Care for your mental health and secure a safe space for your mind. Beloved, care for you. Take a break and stay happy. You matter. I truly believe that this episode, which crowns our 10th episode on the season 1 of the Interactions with Jackie podcast, has spoken to you and is going to help you make that decision that you matter, thus you need to make quality time for yourself. Here is where I draw the curtain down, beloved, and wrap up season 1 of the Interactions with Jackie podcast. Thank you so much for the love. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much for the shares and the likes and the comments. I truly appreciate every bit of it. God richly bless you. If you want to reach out to me for counseling services, authorship coaching, in-person counseling, telephone counseling, and any other help that you need, kindly visit my social media page, Jacqueline Essien, on Instagram, Jacqueline Essien. I mean, yes, on every social media platform. My name is Jacqueline Essien. You can reach out to me, any issue of concern, any mental stress. I'm here for you, and I do this for you because God has called me to do this and to help you see life more beautifully. Whew, thank you so much. I am excited that this episode is going to really speak to you and help you to make quality time for yourself. Remember these last words: care for you, take a break, and stay happy. You matter. Season 2 of the Interactions with Jackie podcast promises to be way more interesting, way more insightful, full of great content, just as this one is. But season 2 is truly going to blow your mind, and I cannot wait for you to experience the blessing of season 2. Thank you so much. It's a wrap for season 1. I'll see you again in season 2 of the Interactions with Jackie podcast. I love you very much. Enjoy every bit of life. You only live once. Remember, the only time to take pictures is while you're alive. So once you're alive, take a lot of pictures to create memories. I love you so much. My name is Lady Jackie. God bless you. Mwah.